For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Kentucky has one of the highest lung cancer rates in the nation, so it's altogether fitting that the University of Kentucky is currently involved in a novel study of a method to combat late-stage lung cancer. More coming up.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on medicine comes from UK Healthcare, home of the Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, providing the most advanced care for complex cases. More information at markey.uky.edu.
I recently spoke with Dr. Jerry Martin, faculty member in the Department of Surgery at the University of Kentucky, and he says that this new method involves hyperthermia, or heating of the whole body, as part of weakening cancer cells in order to render them more susceptible to eradication.
So the way in which we're going to do this is by circulating the blood. It's essentially shares much in common with a dialysis circuit where blood is removed from the body, it's heated and returned to the patient, and then the patient's heart circulates this warmed blood throughout the body. This will be done under an anesthetic because high temperatures, the body doesn't necessarily like that. And this is done in a very controlled setting for the treatment. It takes about 4 hours to do, but there is going to be a total of 2 hours with a high temperature. To put it in perspective, we're dealing with a fever of 108 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 42 degrees Celsius. And what we have learned from previous hyperthermia treatments and from treatments in the lab, that this seems to be a safe therapeutic window. So higher temperature would cause tissue damage elsewhere in the body. Lower temperature would have less effect on cancer cells. Also, longer time would probably cause this to be toxic to other tissues. So this seems to be something of almost like the Goldilocks phenomenon, that 42 degrees for 2 hours appears to be safe for normal tissues, but cancer cells lacking a lot of the ability to regulate and recover, this seems to be a window that can affect some toxic effects on those cancer cells.
And is this treatment something that came about because of increased knowledge that perhaps cancer cells are more susceptible to heat than normal healthy cells? Is that probably a crude way of looking at it, but I guess is that we hear a lot about translational research, and what I'm thinking is perhaps bench scientists at some point realized that these cells were more susceptible to high temperature?
Right, absolutely. And certainly there has been some work done over the past couple of decades looking at all kinds of cancers, but also lung cancer cell lines, and showing that certainly higher temperatures is toxic to cancer cells. Again, as I mentioned, cancer cells lack a lot of the normal machinery. Their cells out of control, so their ability to recover from toxic insults, they're rapidly growing and dividing, but they're more sensitive, therefore, to interruptions in their environment, and this is why heat is toxic to them. Now, this treatment that we're looking at is heat in isolation. It's possible that, assuming we're seeing efficacy and that this is useful for patients, that future trials would combine this with some of the other standard modalities, such as chemotherapy and even perhaps radiation. But as far as right now, we have surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and then this hyperthermia could perhaps be its own class of treatments.
For more information about this study, as always, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.